She's got the timing right. What a bold move it was from Nicole Frayne. The sprint is on behind. Manly with the lead out. She's followed by pre-race favourite, Ruby Rose McGannon. Pate is still in the mix. That's a battle for the medals, though. It's time to celebrate. Fantastic Frayne has her moment of fame. She is the Australian champion.
Well, the Australian National Cycling Championships took place under glorious blue skies around Ballarat's Mount Buninyong yesterday, and the future certainly is bright for our next guest because her meteoric rise in this sport now includes a national crown. Tasmanian Nicole Frayne is Australia's newest women's cycling champion. She joins us on the line. Nicole, welcome and huge congratulations.
Hi, great. Thanks for having me.
Has the title sunk in as yet, national champion?
I'm not sure. It still feels a bit surreal.
And so take us through the events of yesterday when you crossed the line and you knew that you'd won it. I mean, was it only then that you knew you were going to win it? When did it sink in? 50 metres to go? 150 metres to go? You won solo, of course. You broke free from that lead group. When did you allow yourself to think that you'd got there?
Oh, I didn't really believe it until probably 50 metres to go. I think I had a bit of a look back and thought, yeah, they're not going to catch me. I didn't get off the pedals until I sat up, and yeah, then it sunk in.
Nicole, you are here thanks to Pope's Drippies. Sam's not doing his job, so I'll have to do it for him. Pope's Drippies, which makes drip irrigation a breeze. Sorry about Sam as well. Now they tell me, a little birdie tells me, for as good as you are already, you've only been cycling for a few years. Talk to us about your journey and why the late start on the bike.
Yeah, I have it. This is my fourth nationals and my fourth coming into my fourth year this year. I hadn't ridden a bike, really, you know, aside from kids stuff when you're younger. Before that point, and I was always good at athletics and things at school, but kind of left that and got into the gym scene that's really popular. And I work for a supplement company, so a kind of natural progression into that. And I got a bit sick of the aesthetic side of being involved in gym culture, so I decided to physically achieve something, and I fell into cycling after I gave triathlon a go for 1 year, but my body didn't love that, with a few breaks, stress fractures there, so I fell into cycling with some encouragement.
And they tell me you've had plenty of help from our fearless host himself. You've been for a ride with Sam.
How was that?
New Year's Day. Hey, well, Sam, you dagged and you tried to just hang in there. How did Sam go on the bike?
Oh, yeah.
Because he struts around in his Lycra a fair bit, even on days he doesn't ride. So how does he go on the bike?
Does he? No, that's great. No, he seems all right. He was holding a conversation anyway, and that's always a good sign.
Nicole, forget JJ. Now, you work in Hobart, you live in Launceston. We were speaking AFLW earlier. You're trying to juggle what is more or less a professional cycling career with work and with, you know, family and friends and everything that goes in that. Now, we know the work that you've put to get this national title under your belt. It's a big year coming up for you. You're going over to Europe with your Rock Salt team, so the green and gold will be represented on the European stage, which is great, but you've got far bigger aims. You're chasing that that World Tour contract, aren't you?
Yeah, 100% chasing that World Tour dream. Yeah, that's where I would love to get over there permanently. So yeah, hopefully this sort of helps open some doors and also just some confidence, I think, as well as what it'll help do. So it's really exciting.
And yeah, what do you think it will do for you in that regard? I mean, obviously watching the men's winner yesterday, Luke Plapp, and the year that he's just had, obviously this time last year in the national championships and the Festival of Cycling as it was that you're about to take on in South Australia, open the doors for him. Are you confident that you just keep putting up the results and the doors will open?
Yeah, I think one of my biggest strengths has been my perseverance as well. And I think teams and people like to see that as well, not giving up. So yeah, I think that all just helps it tick along.
And you did the time trial obviously up there on Wednesday at the Nationals. You were really disappointed with that. You finished seventh. So when you did solo away from that lead group, as I say, in the road race, were you doing everything you could to forget about that effort a few days earlier?
I think there's like some quotes floating around in my post-race interview where I in my head, I was just going, just don't time trial like you did on Wednesday and you'll be great. That was literally what I was telling myself. Yeah, I wasn't happy. Wednesday was a bit of a shocker for me, and it did play in my mind a lot coming into this, into the race yesterday as well. I was trying to get out of my head a bit, but yeah, I think Peter just told me I needed to calm down after a couple of laps in the group, and yeah, just trust the team.
Nicole, I imagine cycling is very much a mental game. It's physically, it's very tough on the body and so forth, like many elite sports. But I imagine the mental side of things is very difficult. You've got so much time sitting there on the bike where you can be thinking about how hard it is, how hot it is, how steep the hills are. How do you get through? What sort of tools do you have to get yourself through from a mental point of view when you're on the bike and perhaps you don't want to be?
Yeah, I think I'm really goal-driven and a fairly personally motivated individual as well, so that helps. And training harder than you hope you'll race often helps. And, you know, when it comes to a berg, I'm, you know, in my head always just saying, you know, the climb, it ends. If you get over this, it'll be easier on the other side. And little mental things like that, what helps get you going. You know, in an hour, it'll be done. Yeah, hurt yourself now. Want to be happy with your performance. So, yeah, all those sorts of things, I guess.
So, Nicole, you've got a great team there at Rock Salt. You mentioned Peter Mullins as well. So you're Australia's only women's continental team. You provide great bang for buck. You're always up there. So you'd have some big hopes and dreams and goals coming up over there in Adelaide, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think we'll be definitely going with positive vibes there as well. But, yeah, they are definitely a pretty good organised team, which is really exciting for us. That's something that you need to help with results too.
Well, best of luck over there. Hey, best of luck as well for the year that you've got ahead of you and the team as well back over in Europe. Great to see the team getting back over there. And well done, because you're going to be, as we said off the top, wearing the green and gold that represents the Australian national champion over there in Europe. We wish you the best of luck and thanks so much for joining us.
Great. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Nicole Frayne there joining us, Australian national champion from the road race yesterday up there around Ballarat, Joshy. And, yeah, you mentioned the mental side of it. She's as hard as nails. She's had a lot of physical setbacks as well, but she's gutsy. And she rolled the dice yesterday.
You have to be. Yeah. You have to be to ride a bike, just like you, Sam.
Yeah, very gutsy here. No doubt about that. I get around in Lycra, do I, when I'm not riding? That's interesting development. Hey, Pope, deceptively clever irrigation made right here in Australia. Pope's Drippies will make it a breeze.